This is Courtney Gerstenecker at the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, here with Wes Crawford, who is the agriculture teacher and FFA advisor at Sutherland High School in Oregon. How did you get your start on the path to become an agriculture teacher and FFA advisor?
My journey to become an ag teacher really started in high school with my FFA experience and my agriculture education courses. From there, it led into other leadership opportunities with FFA and working with different students in different capacities and conferences. And that led through my experience at Oregon State University and now being an ag teacher.
Why is it so important for you to have students and FFA members come to the National FFA Convention and Expo?
Being able to come across the country to an event like this is just so eye-opening. Typically for us, it's our juniors and seniors who are making this trip. Many are competing in career development events, and they've earned their way here to do that. And to open their eyes, for some, the first time on an airplane, for others, definitely first time in this part of the world, and to see different sites, history, culture, people, and to be in a room with 15,000 other FFA members at the same time, to walk the career show and have exposure to all these possibilities, there's just nowhere else you could do that. And so that's why it's so cool to be able to bring FFA members back to the National Convention.
Through agricultural education, there are so many opportunities like this for FFA members, and even back in Oregon, what is one key thing that you hope that every FFA member that comes through your program captures from their experience?
There's a couple key things that our goal is that when every student leaves our agricultural science technology program at Sutherland, that one, that they are an informed consumer and advocate of agriculture, and that's really important for the industry. Secondly, that they are prepared to maximize their potential. We know not every single one is going to go into agriculture. We want as much of that talent as we can. Some interests are going to take them, and some talents are going to take them other directions. We want them to still be prepared to maximize their potential because of their leadership development and the personal growth they gained from their experience in FFA and ag ed.
There is something very unique about your program that is important in today's world with the FFA.
Yeah, absolutely. Our high school happens to be in a small suburb, and while we're surrounded by agriculture, of the 120 or so FFA members we have, none of them come from a farm. None of them come from a ranch. None of their parents are employed by production agriculture. There are several who are engaged in different ways and have connections, but that's a very different dynamic sometimes to recruit from and to make connections for. And so that really allows us to expand the number of potential employees later on and going to college and in career for agricultural industries, and allows us to tap a lot of talent that we might have missed if we just relied upon them following a traditional route where it's, you know, the stereotypical, like you said, farm kid, which is definitely not today's FFA. That's a huge important part. We want that part. We also want and need this other part. And so we've made a lot of converted FFA members that are now interested in agricultural careers and colleges because of their FFA experience.
What advice would you give to anyone wanting to pursue a career in agriculture education as a teacher and FFA advisor?
Just like anything, explore it. Try it out. There's different ways to do that, whether that's through job shadows, internships, involvement through college, and keep in mind how important it is. We're not just another segment of education. We're really another segment of the agricultural industry, and a very important one in preparing consumers as well as potential members of that industry. And so know that that career path is a very impactful, influential, and important one when it comes to the future of agriculture and the future of leadership in our country.
This is Courtney Gerstenecker at the National FFA Convention and Expo.